Call to order the June 26th meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Mandy, no one by phone, right?
No one by phone.
All right. So, folks, I think everyone's had the opportunity of reviewing this evening's agenda, as short as it might be. But any comments, questions on the agenda?
I move we adopt the agenda as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, and then as far as the minutes go, the minutes are from the April 3rd meeting. Any comments, questions on that?
Move that we adopt the minutes.
No, second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right.
Real quick, I'm sorry, before we go any further, I want to introduce Judy. Judy, you don't have to put this on the record. Sorry, I meant to do this before we started. Judy is helping with our minutes while Beth is out. So that is Miss Judy. This is Jim Dugan, Joe Barlock, Byron Ashbridge, Craig Galbraith, and Tony Karmoski.
Hi.
Hello.
Yep.
I'm sitting here so I can see everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Hopefully our things are up there.
So. All your voices,
yes. thank you for your help.
Sure.
Okay. Sorry. Carry on.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. So this is our opportunity for public comments. Anyone in the audience have anything they'd like to bring up at this point? We have no old business, so we'll move right into new business. We have a review and report on the special use permit application for the Seabirds Motel.
Chairman, can I make a few introductory comments?
Please.
And are you, is this Mr. Tolliver?
Yes.
Hey, Mr. Tolliver.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Just to expedite the, I just want to mention three or four things, mostly to avoid some confusion. Mr. Collins, the first go around, I sent you some questions and you answered them with respect to ownership and you being the agent and executed the appointment of agency. This new application raises those same issues, and I just want to make sure that the LLC is the owner.
Yes, sir.
Because again, this new application lists you as the owner, but it's the LLC, and which is several parcels, by the way, the subject property, and the agency authorization is still good, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The final thing I wanted, since I've got the soapbox for a minute, the final thing I'd like to mention is this is just an advisory meeting. Town Council will decide the special use permit. Whenever it is that they do that, July or August. I just want to make sure you understand that that hearing for the special use permit, not tonight, but in front of council, that's an evidentiary hearing. You got to kind of look at it as almost you're going to court and you have to prove your case. You've got to present evidence in support of those four elements that you're familiar with based on the application. If you don't meet your burden of proof on that, legally, you're not entitled to the special use permit. It's not like a public hearing where you make a comment or a conclusionary statements. I'll give you an example. If one of the elements is the proposed use is harmonious with the neighborhood, you can't just come in and say it's harmonious with the neighborhood. You want to present some evidence that could be pictures of other parking lots in the B1. It could be testimony from neighbors about the impact of the parking lot. I just want to stress to you that you need evidence. It's not just opinions. Okay?
Understood.
That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Council. So, do you all want to go ahead and present at this point? And then I know we're going to rely on Bethany for feedback along the way.
To share, I guess we'll kind of work through it.
Do you mind going to the podium?
Yeah. All righty. So we've got Bethany and I have been working through a couple of different things. One was obviously trying to get a special use permit to get paid parking on our excess parcels that we have. Another thing was to combine three of the parcels into one parcel so that down the line, if we decide to do something different, it would be totally separate from the Seabirds Motel with its current zoning. And then the other thing was just making sure that we had the right amount of assigned parking for the motel at 1.2 spots per room. So we kind of been working with our architect to put some things together, working with a parking group that we had engaged with, and it's really more elementary drawing that they produced for us, so if you need to see something more professional, then we can go back to the drawing board. But I got a couple of things here if you want to just take a look at what we've got.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that your only other copy? Yeah, great.
So what you've got here is basically a copy of what the parking company is that we've engaged with, kind of came up with a proposal. It was our understanding with what we were currently doing is that your parking stops, when guests were pulling up to use that, it was actually on the town right of way. So I've got a couple of questions. If we're trying to get this special permit approved, obviously for financial gain, how do we prevent folks from using that right of way, or is that going to remain free to use for the public? But you know, a couple of other things here that we're trying to do. We've got a couple different, you know, we've got a cottage, we've got a garage, and we've got, how many rooms is it? 24, 25? 25. So as you guys have seen, we're trying to, you know, improve the community. We're not trying to come in here and tear something down. We're trying to improve the value. But anyhow, so what they've kind of come up with, again, I think this probably needs to be redone. But just kind of as an introductory hearing here, we've got where you would come in on 3rd Avenue, and basically you would like to have 14 paid parking spots within our property boundary lines.
Can you kind of orient us to, it's not up on the screen, so I'm having a hard time figuring out where 3rd Avenue is.
3rd Avenue is up on the top of that sheet.
And these black boxes, what, first of all, what are all the gray dots?
The gray dots is their proposed parking spots, which again is not to scale.
Yeah, I understand that.
So that's something we need to come back with. We're prepared to do that.
Can you also, since you're familiar with it, can the three black boxes, two of them look the same, it looks like a payment kiosk. What's the top black box on the left? What does that text say?
I think it has something to do with the rules as far as pricing and tow at your own risk and things of that nature.
Another question, the right-of-way parking that you were referring to, is that on 3rd Avenue or where is that?
It's my understanding there's right-of-way on 3rd Avenue and on J Avenue. I don't know that it's necessarily parking, but more of a town right-of-way.
And looking at this, so the paid parking would be, the paid parking you want to see, is that, can you indicate which part, how many parcels have you got all together? Like five or six, correct?
There are currently four.
And do you want the paid parking on one particular parcel or parts of all the other parcels?
How it currently stands, it would be on two parcels.
And can you kind of orient us to where those two parcels are? For example, that big parcel on the upper left-hand corner.
Correct, and then there's a shorter one just below that. And the dog park area is kind of right on the property line of the next parcel.
Yeah, that big parcel, when I head south, I see kind of a dashed line across it. Is the second parcel south of that dashed line up to the property line of the dog park parcel?
That would be the third parcel. So that large parcel that has the black dots in it is actually two parcels.
And is the dog park existing or proposed?
It's existing.
And then my final question, well, it may not be my final, but one thing I forgot to ask you, and I'm kind of looking ahead to whether we need it, if you get the special use permit, the question I had today is whether you need a certificate of appropriateness for your next, and my next question is geared towards that. And it's just be thinking ahead, because I know that we're not at that junction right now.
Yes, sir.
Soil disturbance, installation of bollards or stakes or ropes or fence, do you contemplate any installation of anything with respect to setting up that parking lot? I guess you got some pavement kiosks.
It would all be digital, so those basically have the same posts that a stop sign has.
So you think about putting some posts in?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Thanks. Appreciate your patience.
Sure. Yeah.
Sorry for the interruption, Chairman. Those are just
no,
thank you.
Questions are welcome.
Yeah, no, thanks, Councilman. Just to qualify in advance, Council has recommended us never to kind of go on site in advance and things of that nature. We're supposed to hear your presentation fresh without any preconceived. So kind of excuse the ignorance on perhaps some of the questions. But so what is there today where these proposed spots are?
Grass.
And no parking? I mean, it's just open grass, literally, that nobody uses for anything?
Spots there, yes.
There have been spots there, but they were further in on the property. We moved the parking stops back to the property line because we were looking at doing a different use that we've kind of changed directions on. We were considering doing a pickleball court, but that becomes more of a liability than an asset. So we decided to kind of steer course back towards something that generates some revenue. So currently there is a outdoor grilling area on that, and then the rest
on
is mainly
parcel.
Pardon?
On that big parcel?
Yes, sir. Which I'm a little, my printer was having issues, but I'll show you. So that's currently there.
Oh, this helps. Have you got an extra one, or do you need this one?
I've got literally one, so. But I'm familiar with that.
So, looking at this map, one of your proposed parking lots is within the fluorescent green.
Correct.
Yeah. And the other proposed parking lot, is that outlined in red?
No, that is where the dog park currently exists.
Where's your other two parking lots?
So you got a dog park, it's the red. And then this fluorescence is going to be the pickleball, but instead of doing pickleball, we're proposing parking.
So you said two parcels. This is one parcel?
Yes, sir. This is one, and then this is one. And then this is the third. And then the motel outside here is all one parcel.
And for your proposed parking lot, two parcels or three parcels?
Two.
That's kind of
one and this one.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
And the parcels are in the process of.
Recombination.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, it would just be one parcel that we're talking about.
It's the two parcels are 100 by 100, so it's basically like a double block.
Okay. Actually, yeah, but as it stands today, that's
go down.
Yes.
So the parking on 3rd and J that's there now, that's your parking? I thought that was town parking.
That's, well, that was a miscommunication on our part. Where we had it currently set up is the town right of way. And so what we're proposing is to have people come around and park on the inside portion of that.
Oh, okay, on the inside,
right.
I see. So we'll be
yes,
like,
sir.
Okay, gotcha.
Right.
Does anybody else need to see this?
Yeah.
Jim.
So the town would have to give up, say, one or two spots to allow your access through there. Looks like on the corner.
The town doesn't currently have a little. No, it's just a town right of way.
Yeah, it's his town right of way, so there's no parking allowed there at all.
Okay.
Except for his guests.
There were signs.
And that's what the previous owner used. He had those 20 spots there on J. And so he would allow overflow for the guests to park there. But now what has happened is, you know, our guests are coming in with trailers and boats, and they're parking long ways and just taking up all the space. So we've kind of condensed it down to say, hey, you get to bring one car, or you're going to have to pay for additional parking.
Well, the other issue was he did have guest parking, but his parking was in the property 15 or 20 feet.
Yeah, and that's
where we moved it back out to that property line, which is kind of where the discrepancy is.
Okay.
The required parking has to be on your property. It can't be on the town right away, and it's got to be 20 feet by 90 feet wide. So that is why, if you look back on a GIS map from before Mr. Collins bought the property, the bounds were in quite a bit into the property, and that's because it was measured to be 20 feet to the property line.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was confusion that the property line didn't go all the way to the street. It actually stopped short of that at the power poles, which are in about 12 feet from the street.
So this parking would be both paid parking and hotel resident parking?
Or if needed. So we would have a code if a resident needed extra parking that they wouldn't necessarily have to pay for.
What sort of, you know, if it goes to parking, I mean, parking can be pretty ugly. Are you going to plan on doing anything to make it aesthetically pleasing, or just open up the lots and put some...
Let me comment on that real briefly.
Yes.
First of all, I want to remind you all that the requirements for a special use permit, which I think ought to guide your questions, are in your agenda packet. It's the 15-08-080. So you might want, there's four elements that you have to prove. And I encourage you to look at those while you're reviewing this proposed project. I think they're highlighted.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask another question then.
Let me answer your first question. The nice thing about quasi-judicial decisions are not you all, but the deciding town council can impose conditions that are reasonable. Normally you don't get some imposed conditions. So if an applicant came in and it was determined that an appropriate buffer would be appropriate, but he has not set that forth in his plans, council hypothetically would require that as a condition of the permit.
Okay. So
your requirements are highlighted on page 6 and 7 of the agenda packet. That's what the applicant has to prove in front of town council to get the permit.
And just to add to that, permit parking lots is one of the permitted uses with a special use permit.
Right.
For a zone B1 business district under 1526.020 permitted uses.
Yes.
So it is permitted with a special use permit.
Well, then I see my question clearly fitting into under point 3 then about the aesthetics. And the other thing I'm a little confused about, maybe you can help me on this, is that the email from Bethany says, based on subsequent discussions we have had with the town, the application submitted for the special use permit and the certificate of appropriateness are insufficient for the purposes of evidentially hearing, etc. And if a permit is issued for evidentially hearing before the Historical Preservation Committee for the certificate. So I guess I have two questions. One for our council is or is this not a COA process? Because it's a little...
It cannot be at, well, several points. It cannot be a COA process until it is decided whether it's a special use permit. If he doesn't get the permit, the question of the COA is moot. He needs the permit first for the proposed special use. Then, and that's why I asked, even as simple as stakes in the ground, it would, the There would be, it's contemplated there would be changes to the exterior surface of some of the buildings or the grass itself. Remember, we dealt with the driveway in that
right.
hearing. So if he gets a special use permit and he puts one stake in the ground, it does become a COA situation.
Okay, all right. So there is ultimately a possible COA process because it is in the district. Okay. I think my question does fall under category three. So just
we did not plan to do any beautification. We're going to see how the season goes. Honestly, you know, we've seen so far that the traffic that has used that space so far has only really been 3 days out of the week, which hasn't necessarily affected the turf as it stands. But if that is something that would entice the decision to move forward, then that's something we would definitely entertain.
Is the intent to just have it still a grass over lot?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Anybody else has questions? I'd like to get Bethany's perspective on this when we're ready.
Can I say one other thing to the applicant? Mm-hmm. I think it's also important for ultimately the COA to get their certificate of appropriateness, but also equally important for the special use permit to provide, if there's going to be a hearing before town council. Before town council has that hearing, you need to supplement your application to show the structural, to show the other things that you're going to do to get that parking lot ready, even if it's just showing where the stakes are. But anything that's not on this plan that's going to be part of your parking lot development, if you get it, needs to be in front of both town council and, if successful there, in front of the Historic Preservation Commission.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry to keep interrupting, Chairman. Mm-hmm.
No, that's fine. Thank you, Council. So I think at this point, at least, if you want to have a seat, and then we're going to bring Bethany up and just get perspective, and then we might have additional questions. So Bethany, I know you're obviously intimately familiar with this project and so forth. So just, can we get your view based on the information that's been provided, the requirements that you're aware of and things of that nature, how you see this?
Yeah, I mean, Mr. Collins, obviously, he told you a little bit about, he started the paid parking along the town right away. So we put a stop to that, and we're still working on his required parking. He's got obviously a parking lot in front of the motel, which isn't adequate for what our required parking requires, which is the 1.2 space. So I think he probably had like a space per unit up there right now. So I think he needs about 6 or 7 more spots for the hotel. And then beyond that, he's got, like I said, a double lot, 100 by 100, which he can use for what he wants to. And this is, like you said, this is a permitted use for the district with a special use permit. So, and his right to apply for it, for sure.
So are you saying that the lack of current spots is going to be dealt with differently than these paid spots that we're talking about?
That's correct.
Okay.
The paid spots have to be different. So he has to, he's got the space there. There's plenty of land on his property. He has to determine where his spots are going to be for the required parking. And then beyond that, he could have as many spots as he could get, I guess. He would need a drive entrance and or egress ingress from there. So whether he wanted to do where they're coming in, like at the town right away, like he had before, or if he could do a parking lot style where they drive in the driveway and then kind of be on along the outside. But that would be up to him. He has space to do something, it's just whether or not there's,
So the message to the petitioners, I mean, that's kind of what you're feeling here, is that we think it's all possible, but there's not evidence that it's possible, right?
So we're just starting the process and understanding, what needs to be presented. And her and I have been kind of working as best we can. I do have something else to kind of show you where we do have the space. It's another document here.
while you're getting that together, ingress and egress needs to be shown so that advising or deciding can take that into consideration.
Agreed.
Yeah,
Bethany, the space, other than the required spaces for the hotel, if he gets the parking lot and he has additional spaces there to work with, they all have to be 9 by 20, is that correct?
That's what our ordinance says for parking space, and whether there's a different DOT ordinance, I'm not sure. I can look that up. I would assume that he would require 9 by 20, or that's at least what he should be aiming for, especially since you said you have large trucks and trailers.
Right.
You know? But there might be compact spaces you can put in there. That might be something I can look a little bit deeper into and see if there's another ordinance for that. But within our town ordinance, our required parking has to be 9 by 20.
Required off-street parking?
Yeah, off-street parking.
Yeah, if I could jump in here, when I was chair of the Planning Commission for many years, we had several special use permits. Probably the most recent that I think would be very applicable is the golf course, or not golf course, but the golf cart parking thing that's there. And it was just very quick. It was very, very much of a back and forth process. You know, I think it probably took 3 meetings to kind of work through that and come up with, you know, recommendations and conditions and all that sort of thing that we could pass on to the town council. But one of the things that they did, which I think was really good, is that they really brought in, you know, well designed, so we knew what we were talking about. You know, I mean, you could see it. You could see the ingress, the egress. You could see the designs. You could see what everything looked like, what the building that they were going to put there looked like, the rental building and things like that. And that really helped us work through the process to see if it was something we could, you know, go ahead and, you know, recommend. So I don't know if the council has any recommendations, but I can say that that was very beneficial, so we can visualize exactly what you were talking about.
Yeah, we met with a landscape exterior design expert to kind of help us as we go through the next phase of improving the property. We kind of held off moving forward, but it sounds like that's something that
I mean, at least from my perspective, that's what kind of we've done before, and it's worked us, it's allowed us to kind of visualize a little bit better and kind of satisfy the questions that the council has defined as most appropriate to kind of pass us forward with a recommendation.
I mean, obviously, Bethany's perspective is important to us, so, I mean, again,
we're
hearing support. Yeah. You're not getting much in the way of objection up here, other than Craig's recommendation to try to make it as aesthetically pleasing as possible, but,
and see what we're recommending. You know, I mean, right now, you know, this is a tough one to visualize.
Yeah, and that's where it's going. So, yeah, that's it's just really the detail that it's needed so that everybody's on the same page and can agree or disagree, but potentially agree with what you guys want to do.
Okay.
So, any other comments, questions?
I mean, do we table this? I mean, we've given some recommendations. Do we table this item or make sure we put it on the agenda for next month? Or, I mean,
be ready for next month.
You'll be ready for next month? Okay.
And just to clarify that, the June meeting was later than it typically is. The July meeting was actually around the holiday. So we've consolidated the June-July meeting. So the next meeting is going to be August 7th at the same time. So, Mandy, are we good with just tabling this?
Yes, we can do that.
Okay.
Well, I'll make a motion to table.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. All right. So, thank you all. All right. Well, with that being the only new business item, anything else anybody wants to add for this evening? With that, we've...
Just very quickly, I probably won't be able to attend the August. That's our big conference, academic conference. So I probably will not be here for the August meeting.
Okay. All right, so we just need to make sure we've got a quorum. Otherwise, we'll reschedule.
Yeah, so if anyone else has a problem with August 7th, let me know.
I'll be in Chicago.
So. Okay. All right, so the motion.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thanks everybody.
And this, when I was on council, one of the things that we talked about back in the day.
Yeah.
Was the fact that the back streets of the business sections were all housing.
Yes.
Or vacant. And that there had never been any interest of people coming in to put businesses.
Mm-hmm.
The whole block is available for business.
But not here.
Yeah. Well, you know the weird thing.
Residential, right?
Well, in Curie Beach, when they put together the zoning maps, they put the lines down the middle of the streets. They shouldn't have done that. You know, I wrote the zoning map for, I didn't write it, but I helped with it for Mission Viejo, California, and learned that most places now put it down the back side so you can have business. You know, on one side, but if you have like housing on one side, you want to have housing on the other side, so you can't have business and then housing. But unfortunately, what we did is we drew our zoning lines down the middle of the streets. And I raised the issue probably 15 years ago when I joined the commission about changing that. And council at that particular time said it would be way too hard to do that. You know, but now we're running into the problem of having a zoning line going down the middle of the street. Because you're going to have, I mean, you could build a hotel, you have to have little houses on one side, and on the other side, you could have all these businesses. You could have restaurants or whatever on the other side. So what they should have done is put that zoning line.